We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It is the morning show from the Kia Studios on this drinking night, football night. NFL is back tonight. Falcons getting ready to face the Kansas City Chiefs. Our coverage tomorrow night begins at 5 p.m. from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, the AT&T Perch pregame show with Mike Connie and Harper LaBelle. 7 o'clock, it's an early kick tomorrow night. Wes, Dave, John Michaels, early kick, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with the Falcons and Chiefs, and you can hear every bit of it right here on the home of the Falcons, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. From the Kia Studios Morning Show, John and Randy Mack this morning as we get ready for the game tomorrow. Yes, we'll get back into our discussion throughout the program today of Ronald Acuna Jr. and will he play tonight and will he face John Gray and the Colorado Rockies and all of that. Because it is amazing how one athlete at times can dominate the conversation. And we've seen this happen before in Atlanta. And this time it just happens to be this 20-year-old phenom. And not to be lost on Joseph Martinez being pretty hot, too, as Atlanta United gets back into action on Sunday.
Yeah, they do. It's been a long time since. That's a long, long layoff, man. But playing against the Columbus Crew, a squad that when we talked to Jeff Larinovitz yesterday, he was basically saying, you know, they still got a little angst about them, about what happened last year in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But they got to get healthy.
They should.
They got to get healthy, John.
Well, hopefully these two.
And then New York is right there. I didn't realize they were that close.
Both of them are.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were that close, because you think the way United plays, they're just blowing people out. But these last couple of ties, they just really, you know, instead of three, I mean, they lost 4 points. Well,
they give away 3 points a lot. They gave away points and points and points in all these ties that they've had. And that's really hurt them, you know. So, and they know it. And that's why we talk about the last 5 minutes, managing the last 5 to 8 minutes of the game where they've been poor. It's been the biggest Achilles heel. And you're right. Hopefully Nagby gets back. Hopefully Garza gets back. We'll see when they allow Barco to come back to the team. They haven't done that yet. And it's more, it's not so much, I think it's more just letting him in the locker room.
Right. You know? Right. Because, I mean, that's some foulness, man.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of
situation. I mean,
that kind of situation.
Right. They've been tight-lipped about it, but we all understand that the rumors are probably true.
Yeah, but that's what I said, you know. That's a different situation right there, man.
All right, the Falcons broke camp yesterday.
Yes.
And they were very excited. I was out there talking to some of the Falcons who were excited about breaking camp. Devondre Campbell, yeah, I can't believe I get to sleep in my own bed tonight. I guess that's a bigger deal than you think, because we're talking about grown men who are being forced to, they don't have to, they get their own room, right? They don't have bunk
mates. I mean, mostly, no. Well, I remember when they had Hard Knocks here, and Steven and Matt were roommates. So I know whenever I had a roommate my first 2 years, and after that, I never had a roommate again. So I think, you know, the younger players will have to bunk together, but majority of the time, if you're a vet, you get your own room.
Yeah, so the Falcons have broken camp, and they are off. The camp is officially over. And so since camp is over now, we go into a preseason mode, and we start to get ready for the regular season. We have made a lot about these Chiefs being able to, you know, come into this game to treat this a little bit differently than the Falcons are going to treat it. And today we should hear more from the Falcons in regards to, you know, what's going to happen with the game tomorrow night. I will say this, that the Falcons are expecting, because Andy Reid has said so, that the Chiefs will play their first-string offense the entire first half of the game. Mm-hmm. And that's only because you have a brand-new quarterback.
Right.
I mean, they've got to get Pat Mahomes into some kind of
some reps. Yeah, they got to get some game reps.
Right, and get game reps with his weapons, with Hunt and Kelce and his weapons, Sammy Watkins and whatnot. And so, they got to get all kind of up to speed there in Kansas City. So expect that to happen, which will put a little bit of extra stress, especially on the second team defense. Because I don't know what to expect from the Falcons, but they're not playing their starters first half.
I don't think they are. He didn't do it last year, but I've seen where teams have let their starters play the majority of the first half. But if Dan has a plan, he can't get outside of that plan, because you're looking at a Kansas City's first team offense going against your twos, and they're moving the ball up and down the field. You can't, you know, get up go back in or something like that. And I doubt he will. Dan is a very intelligent coach like that in that way. But, yeah, it's going to be a test for him because you got to – I mean, Kansas City has some of the best skill players in all of ball. I mean, and I want to – I can't wait to see this matchup with Devondre and Keanu against Travis Kelce, who I think is outside of Grant. He's probably the number two tight end in all of ball, and watch that matchup right there.
Well, it's going to be very interesting. I mean, we now know, of course, that Julio and Devontae are going to play tomorrow night, so we'll see them make their debuts this year.
Why?
I know. That's what I wanted to think when they came out with that. I was like, really? Okay, well, they're going to play. I mean, they may not play much.
No, they're not going to play much. I mean, why play at all?
I mean, and I don't know. Matt Bryant's going to be a game-time decision. Of course, that might not matter. It wouldn't have mattered if Matt Bryant was a game-time decision for the game against the Jets.
Well, I mean, they did get in position that one time for the fast
field. Because he wouldn't have been in the game.
Yeah, fast field goal, which was a joke. But yeah, let the old man rest, man. I mean, we talk about people who the Falcons can't afford to lose. Can they afford to lose that guy?
No.
I mean – pretty damn good, John.
Yeah,
pretty clutch.
Yeah, pretty clutch.
Pretty clutch.
Yeah, that's why when we talk, everybody says, well, the Falcons special teams are very good, or at least haven't been very good.
Oh, the coverage teams were horrible last year.
And so was the return game.
Yeah, it was horrible.
Punt return, kickoff return, kick coverage, they were not very good. But that's not the entirety of special teams at the other side where you're actually kicking the ball between Bosher and Bryant. Oh, they're really good.
Yeah, they're pretty good. You got two good kickers right there. And I like Bosher because Bosher, he throw his body around, you know, and he got into a situation last year where he got a little banged up doing all that mess. But, yeah, I mean, I'm surprised that Julio is playing, surprised Devontae. But, I mean, I don't think Devontae's going to get a lot of work. He might get a couple carries, maybe a check down. Maybe they try and get Julio one throw, one target, and get him up out of there.
Mm-hmm. We are talking about the Falcons as we get ready for their game against the Kansas City Chiefs, who come in tomorrow night to Mercedes-Benz Stadium with a 7 o'clock kickoff. And we've talked this week about some of the things that we'd like to see, and certainly tomorrow when we get into our kind of keys to the game for tomorrow night, we'll talk more about this. But one of the things I think both of you and I have said is I want to see them take at least one shot downfield, go over the top, you know, try and hit a home run ball. And if Julio is going to play, maybe it's to Julio, but more so to Calvin Ridley. I want to really see what Ridley can do. Calvin talking about leading up to the Chiefs game, Calvin Ridley talking about how his approach hasn't really changed that much so far from what he had when he was in college.
Yeah, it was similar to college. I mean, all the things we did, like the meetings and all that, it was similar. So I was just going in there to play a game, nothing major.
All right, so he just went in and said, hey, listen, it's kind of what it is. So how did he evaluate his performance in the first game leading up to this game?
I thought I did pretty good. I was in the right spots, blocked well, and I thought I did pretty well. And coaches said the same thing, receiver coach. So I thought I had a pretty good game other than that catch.
I like that. I like that because he laid out all the things of being a receiver, the blocking. And the most important thing I think he said, John, was I was in the right place because – That's the one thing you worry about, and that's the one thing coaches look for more than anything outside of effort is if the young player is where he's supposed to be. And obviously, Calvin was in the right place at all times, and he's out there, like you said, out there blocking and doing certain things. So I love to hear that from that young receiver.
Well, let's keep in mind that Calvin really does have one small advantage over a lot of rookies when it comes to being on this particular offense. He has a history with Steve Sarkisian. I mean, Alabama.
For, called a game. Like that game against Clemson, he did. You're absolutely correct.
And so he's got a little bit of history with Steve Sarkisian coming in, so that probably helped. He also has another advantage. There's somebody else from Alabama that's on the team that's pretty good, plays the same position. Yeah, that other guy. And the guy that's going to play tomorrow night. And number 11 was talking about his evaluation so far of what he's seen from the youngsters.
No, they're doing a great job. I mean, all of them. I mean, they take well to coaching. They want to do good. They want to play in this league. You know, you don't have any guys that are knuckleheads and they feel like they know everything or they don't want to get better. So for the most part, and all of them have that dog mentality. They want to go out there. They want to be aggressive. They want to do everything we're coaching them to do.
All right, so getting Julio free, and we'll talk more in about 15 minutes about Jalen Ramsey, if you've heard this, and what Matt Ryan might want to do, because remember the Jaguars game is coming up in that week three in about 10 days. Getting Julio on the field, so they're going to put him on the field. Let's see a little bit of timing. I'm anxious to see, now that Julio's going to play, Julio and Calvin. One of the things I saw in camp was when Julio came back was this five wide, an empty backfield, five wide, and you had Calvin and Julio on opposite sides. You had Sanu in the slot. You had Hooper. You had, I believe it was, I want to say it was Justin Hardy at the time, and Tevin Coleman. And so I thought, man, this would be a lot of fun. I want to see that formation.
Yeah, you want to see it, but not a lot. All right, I mean, it's a wrinkle that you can put out there when you can give Matt unlimited options, but you don't want to be five wides a lot in this league with these and leaving those tackles by themselves a lot, and there's nobody to protect Matt, you know, in the backfield just in case somebody does do something crazy like bring a blitz. But I mean, the more you can do, and the more the harder it is for teams to game plan for you, John, that gives you an added advantage all the time. So, I mean, they're going to do a lot. I saw a couple of them when they were in a little tight bunch, two-by-two formation, and they had Julio off the ball and Devontae on the ball. I mean, it's you can do so many things when you got guys that are so versed like the Falcons have.
And it's kind of fun. I mean, and maybe we'll see. Because we were so vanilla against the Jets. That's the other thing you have to remember. Everything was just straight vanilla. Now you're going to see some wrinkles. Now you're going to see Sark put a few things in. I mean, one of the reasons, obviously, I think, because when I heard that Julio was going to play, they want to work on a few things. Mm-hmm. You know, they want to, A, work on a few things, and B, they want to show a few things. You know, they want, this is all, from this point on, it's designed to do two things, right? Get everybody on the same page, get up to speed, get your timing, and to start showing the Philadelphia Eagles tape.
Mm-hmm. That's all you want to do, because the more you can have them just game plan a little extra to think about something, you come out in the same formation that they scouted, but yet you run something different. I mean, the more you can put on the minds of the Philadelphia Eagles and other squads, because some teams, usually, John, as the later the season goes, a lot of times you'll start looking at the past four games. But in this situation, you want to put it somewhere where they got to look at your last six games or something.
Right. And of course, the last time the Eagles and the the last time the Falcons played a regular game was against the Eagles up there at. And so, you know,
they're going to watch that. They're going to watch that tape too.
Yeah. Well, I hope that if they get first down and goal that they, never mind. All right. We'll try and let that go too.
Let it go, John.
Yeah, I know. Got to let it go. We're talking about the Falcons and Chiefs. Again, our coverage begins at 5 o'clock on tomorrow evening. I was going to say Friday, which is true. But tomorrow evening with Mike Connie and Harper LaBelle from the AT&T Perch with a pregame show. And then Wes, Dave, and John with the call of the game from Mercedes-Benz Stadium, as they get ready for their preseason opener against the Kansas City Chiefs. And I find it so odd because I get so excited about the start of football. And once we get to preseason, I go, is this thing over yet? Can this thing end, please? Because it just takes forever. I want to get to the regular season, it seems. But we got a big game coming up tomorrow night, and your first chance to see this year's version of the Atlanta Falcons. Here is your first chance this morning on 92.9 The Game to make Thursday, drinking night, an even more special day by winning $1,000.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
gum. G-U-M.
Gum.
Gum.
Get you some gum.
To 72881. Gum to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Do not text and drive while you're chomping on your gum. Gum to 72881.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Doing text and gum. All right. What's all that gum over there you be chewing on, John? I'm a
gum chewer.
Okay.
Yeah. I do like gum, I have to admit.
All right.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing. I mean, it keeps me from doing some of the other stuff I shouldn't be doing. You know what I mean?
Well, you do cigarette.
I was a smoker back in the day.
You was a Newport guy?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's good.
Were you cool? That's Camel?
I actually smoked Cool for a while.
You was a cool guy?
Yeah. But that was the only menthol cigarette I ever smoked. And they're just too strong for me. Because Cool's is strong.
Cool's is strong.
Yeah.
Benson and Hedges?
No. No, I was pretty much a Marlboro guy.
You Marlboro man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that was the thing to do when I was a kid. Everybody's family's got something, right? Yeah. My family were all, I mean, grandparents, parents, cousins, aunts, uncles, everybody was smokers.
Do you smoke cigars?
Well, I haven't had a cigar in a while. I saw the cigar that you had the other day.
Oh,
it looked
good.
I
just got a new shipment in.
I haven't had a Cohiba or anything like that in forever.
I just got a new shipment in yesterday, too, matter of fact. So. But she only lets me smoke on the weekend, so.
She only lets you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm glad Hugh's not here, because, dude, he would have ripped you apart.
Man, Hugh's single.
Yeah.
He can do what he want to do. I can do I mean.
He'd say, look here, woman.
I mean, I do say that, but no, she Yeah. Yeah, but she only, yeah, she. I'm not,
no, you don't.
I mean,
like, no, you don't.
I try to please my woman.
Brandy, you disgusting.
And
me
she
right
wants
now.
Me to, she says, well, you smoke just on the weekends. I'm like, cool. So tomorrow I'm going to fire up a couple, one in the morning.
You go fatty?
One in the morning and then one in the evening, you know?
What's your favorite kind?
I'm an Ashton guy. Like, mm-hmm. I like them a little more mild, but I smoke them, you know, any, pretty much anything.
Yeah, when I,
as far
when
as cigars.
When I finally quit.
Like, I got that. As far as cigars.
No, growing up. I was always afraid to smoke cigars because I thought it would lead back to smoking cigarettes right
that's, now. And that's understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, it was, you know, I quit for 16 years, right?
Uh-huh.
16 years. And then I went through my divorce, and for a brief
stressed.
Period, yeah,
stressed.
You know, but the funny thing was, and I didn't expect this. The first time I went down to the store because I was so I go down to the store and I buy. I'm like, I can't believe I'm buying a pack of cigarettes. I thought, well, I'll smoke a couple of them. First one, it was like, oh, yeah, baby. Hello, how you doing? Missed you. Missed you. Love you long time. Missed you.
It hits you like
man,
that.
Yeah. And it was back on. Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah, that is. Chicago Sing, Hard Habit to Break. Yeah, yeah. That thing was back on in a hurry.
Some coups.
No, Marlboro Light at that time.
Some coups.
Light your brain up. Yeah, no, it's, man, that stuff is nasty. And then, you know, and it's funny because when I quit again, and I did quit again, is that I realized, and you don't know this is when you're smoking, is how much you stink.
Yeah, yeah, I do. Well, oh, my mom smoked for a long time, but she stopped, thank God. But yeah, my mom was a smoker. But yeah, she has stopped that.
Well, we're smoking hot over a different reason this
Mid-balls.
Morning. You know that. And nothing cool about it either.
Uh-oh.
We got another thing to get you all riled up. Did you hear what Jalen Ramsey said yesterday about the quarterbacks, including your quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, who he has to face in 10 days? Yeah, baby. That's next.
Complete preseason coverage.
This year's different, and this team is different.
Our Falcons play here. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, tonight, week two of the preseason begins for the National Football League. As we get ready for the Falcons and the Chiefs tomorrow night, at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and welcome back to the morning show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John and Randy Mack today for you who's on vacation, talking a little bit of football. There are three games tonight to open this second week of the preseason, and they're pretty good ones, actually, as preseason games go. The Jets at the Redskins, it's okay. But the Steelers at the Packers in Green Bay, yeah, okay.
Yeah, the regular season, yeah.
Yeah, I know. And the Eagles at the Patriots in a... I guess, air quotes, rematch, Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. But Brady's going to play.
Yeah.
Nick Foles is going to play. Aaron Rodgers is going to throw to those young receivers that he thinks are crap.
And soft Ben, is he got a concussion in when they were in shorts and jerseys. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But he let you know, too. You know that, right?
You
know him. He probably wore a neck brace or something. Knowing him.
Well, you know, you can call him out if you want. You can make you any different than Jalen Ramsey.
I always do.
So Jalen Ramsey... was, of course, one of the best defensive backs in the NFL. I mean, a very talented guy. Comes out yesterday and decides to start blowing out and giving his thoughts on all the quarterbacks. He did an interview with GQ. Now, Ramsey played at Florida State, was a great player at Florida State. You should know he is. He played at a really snotty, pretentious school in high school at Brentwood Academy in Nashville. Oh, very nose in the air. Oh, Brentwood Academy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Brentwood Academy in Nashville. Yeah. Very, very snooty.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm better than you. Okay. He thinks he's better than a lot of people because, you know, he's going to have to back that up because he shot a lot of flame and a lot of fire yesterday calling out some quarterbacks. None so more than Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills. Jalen Ramsey said of Josh Allen that he is, quote, unquote, trash. And he went on to just bury Josh Allen talking about how bad he was as a quarterback. So, you know, when he was burying Josh Allen in this interview, I don't know, what are you going to do? Florida State ever play Wyoming?
I mean, the way he came at him, like, he did something to his lady. Just,
yeah, I know.
He trash.
You know.
Damn.
And that was the worst of it.
Like, what did he do to you?
I know. That's what I'm thinking. Josh Allen was then, just happened to have his weekly radio thing in Buffalo, and so they said to him, hey, Josh, you know, Ramsey's down there in Jacksonville saying that you're trash. What do you have to say?
He's not on my team. He's not my teammate. You know, don't bother me. I don't care. It doesn't bother me one bit. I care about my teammates, what my teammates think of me. When when I step on the field, ultimately I'm trying to win football games and trying to be the best quarterback for this team as possible.
That's all he got to say, too. He ain't got to say no more. Yeah. And that's what every quarterback is going to say, something similar to that. Definitely not a big deal, but, you know, of course, not much going on. And not the first player to ever rip a corner. I mean, rip quarterbacks. I remember and when Revis Kane went after the wide receiver, was talking about when Ocho Cinco, he's trash, or T.O. trash, Andre Johnson, beast, Randy Moss. So, I mean, it's not new. But, I mean, this kid, he got the game to back up everything he said.
Yeah, well,
everything he said, he got the game to back it up.
We all know they're going to go after him. Now, the Falcons.
Who's going to go after him?
Well, I mean.
Play with that man if you want to. Play with him if you want to over there, John.
I'm just saying, though. I mean, I'm talking about in preseason here. You may target him because the Falcons may have a reason to.
Play with that man if you want to.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens when we get on Jacksonville in week 3. Suddenly, that preseason game is going to be a little bit more interesting, right? In that game in about 10 days, right? When we get down to Jacksonville and face them because Julio's going to be playing and Matt Ryan's going to be playing. And this is what Jalen Ramsey said of Matt Ryan. He said, I think Matt Ryan's overrated. You can't tell me you win MVP 2 years ago and then last year you a complete bust and you still got Julio Jones. There's no way that should ever happen. I don't care. You know what that tells me? That tells me that Shanahan left, went to San Francisco, got Garoppolo, made Garoppolo this big thing. And now Garoppolo's a big name. And now Matt Ryan has a bad year? All right, well, was it really you or was it your coach? As if Matt Ryan hasn't had multiple offensive coordinators and thrown for more yards in the first 10 years of any quarterback in the history of the NFL, but it's about 1 year with Kyle Shanahan, apparently. Dan Quinn was asked about this yesterday.
What we do, it's about us, how we play, our attitude, our style. And so the bulletin board material, you can throw to somebody else, but for us, it's about our team, our way that we go. So we don't have to wait on anybody else to get us real pumped up to play well. Like, we're already ready to rock.
Right. I mean, if you got to have Jalen Ramsey call you.
Yeah, exactly. The bulletin board material is always funny when you lose because you're like, what happened? And then when you win, they go back to, oh, because they said that. That's why we won. Man, get out of here, dude. That's about as bad as the person who said, I got a chip on my shoulder. Well, what happens to the people who had a chip on their shoulder and they get cut? Was the chip not big enough? I mean, come on, man.
All right, so we don't know about Josh Allen. I mean, maybe Jalen Ramsey's right. Maybe he is trash. We have no idea, right?
I don't know.
So I'm going to ask you. I'm going to go down this list of quarterbacks here because he talked about everybody. we've got maybe eight or so.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you what he said, and I want you, Randy Mack, to tell me if you agree or not.
Okay.
Okay. And again, we don't know about Josh Allen.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
All right.
He could be. I mean, if you had said it about Ryan Leaf, everybody in San Diego would have been all up in arms. So what do you call it, Ryan Leaf trash? Well, it turns out Ryan Leaf was trash.
Trash, right.
Matt Ryan overrated.
I don't believe that.
Okay. Lamar Jackson, he's going to do a good job.
I don't know.
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady don't suck.
True.
Well, that's a little, don't suck.
True.
Arguably two of the top five quarterbacks in the history of the game don't suck. Okay, all right. Breeze, really good.
True.
Okay. Deshaun Watson will be an MVP.
Don't know yet.
Eli, Odell makes him.
False.
Blake Bortles. Blake do what Blake do.
And whatever the hell Blake does. And that's all you can say about your court, because imagine if Blake was on another team. I bet he'd be like, Blake's trash.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, he's trash.
Kirk Cousins,
uh-huh.
Best quarterback in the league.
Did he say that exact
quote? Yes, quote unquote.
I mean, he's way off on that one. Way, 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 way off.
Now, they are playing the Vikings this week, notably.
Yeah, and he's not playing.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but no.
Kirk Cousins, best quarterback in the league.
That's trash. That's not true.
Well, and again.
But, I mean, he plays against these guys.
People are saying, you know, hey, good for Jalen. You know, a little bit of color out there. He didn't do anything but fire everybody up.
But
and, you know,
this is the thing, John. The crazy thing about it is he ain't acting. This him. This is how he thinks.
Right.
This is how he is. This is how he thinks. And he ain't. And he has a game to back it up. He knows he has the game to back it up. And he's just basically like, he puts pressure on himself, but he thrives in that
chaos. I get that.
You.
At the same time, if I'm a Jacksonville Jaguar, I'm like, okay, you know what I mean?
But the thing, and then what they're going to go to his teammates, and all of them, they're going to say the same thing. Right. That's just Jalen being Jalen. All of them going to say the same thing.
Right.
That's just Jalen being Jalen.
But the problem is no matter what, because remember he hadn't played against a lot of these guys. Throughout the year, every time he plays a game, we should get their schedule. Every week that comment's going to come up.
Yeah, and then it's crazy because if they lose, when the Jacksonville, because nobody's going to defeat it. When they lose a game, right, and say he shuts the receiver down, guy has one catch for 3 yards on Jalen. Everybody's going to blame Jalen for the reason they lost. Now, Jalen did his job and shut his guy down. But they'll say, oh, Jalen was talking trash. Yeah. So, I mean, I think as a fan is more upset than the actual person who got called trash.
Yeah, probably so. I mean, they're really, really, really worried about it. Again, three games tonight in the NFL. Week two of the preseason starts this evening. Falcons and Chiefs tomorrow, and we're talking about some of the stories headed to week two. The Cleveland Browns came out and wanted to make it well known yesterday that they are committed to the idea of benching Baker Mayfield. Now, Baker's going to play this week,
right?
But they aren't planning on playing him in the regular season, so they are fully aware of the fact that they are committed, apparently, to benching him. You know, Hugh Jackson saying Tyrod Taylor's the starting quarterback, and John Dorsey, the GM, was asked if he thought that Baker could win the job in week one or win the job in week nine, and he said nope. Matter of fact, not only that, but there's some thought that Baker, touchdown maker, might not even be on the two deep and maybe on the practice squad.
There's no way in hell. He's the number one overall pick. So, I mean, when you mean don't let, because I think some people thought when you say practice squad, they're going to cut him and put him on a practice. That's not going to happen. But he will run. He's going to run the scout team. If he's not a starting quarterback.
Well, he won't be on the active roster, right?
No, he'll be on the active roster. He just won't be up. Yeah,
he won't be on the game roster.
Yeah. But no, he's going to run the scout team if he's not the starter. Because they're talking about Stanton being the backup right now, which I'm finding it really hard to believe.
Drew Stanton.
Have you seen him do anything other than, you remember that celebration he did when he was with the Cardinals when they did some trick play against Seattle? That's the last time I've seen any Drew Stanton.
You know, did Jalen Ramsey say anything about Drew Stanton? Because if he had said about Drew, what do you think of Drew Stanton, Jalen Ramsey would have said?
Yeah, I mean, who? Yeah,
Well, you think Kirk Cousins is the best quarterback in the league? You're talking about Michigan State quarterbacks, you know? What do you think of Connor Cook and Drew Stanton?
They must know each other something.
I mean, my God.
But, I mean, maybe – When they played the Redskins, he got him. I mean, that could have been it.
I don't know.
He's the best quarterback in the league because he threw a touchdown pass. Maybe that's how he thought.
But it is interesting that he went down the – he didn't skip anybody. They went right down the starting all 32.
Marcus Mariota. He's
great
for his team. That's kind of backhanded, isn't it?
But you know what? But again, he's a snooty Brentwood Academy kid. You know, I mean, he's a Tennessee Titan fan, right?
Possibly. Well, probably. He's not anymore.
But, well, not anymore. Yeah, but growing up, he was a Tennessee Titan fan.
Possibly.
You know?
What's the name of the school? Brentwood?
Brentwood Academy. It's very snooty, you know, place in Nashville, right? I'm just saying. You know, you come out of that, you know, I mean, that top one half of 1%, you know, you got that country club mentality. I guess you think you are a privileged sort of guy. That's just what I'm thinking. Anyway, that's my best guess on Jalen Ramsey. Getting ready for the Falcons again. Our coverage begins at 5 o'clock pregame show tomorrow night. We want you to be there. If you're in the stadium when you get in, you can wander by and see the pregame show live with Mike Conte and Harper LaBelle. They're going to be on the AT&T perch, not hiding. So go by and say hi to Mike and Harper as they get ready for the
These game. Pitches at his school.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Oh, yeah. Brentwood Academy's food. Wow. Oh, dude, that's money.
Wow.
That's money dripping on money. What did I tell you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Just saying. And the kick at 7 o'clock. It is an early kick tomorrow night. Full coverage on 92.9 The Game. Hey, by the way, you can go to the season opener in Philadelphia. You and a friend, you're going to join Hugh to this incredible giveaway we're doing on our website right now. So when you get into work, go to 929thegame.com. You can check out all our great content. But you can also go to the contest page. If you're there right now, go to the contest page and sign up. Ackerman's giving a flyaway. Everything is paid for you and a buddy to go with you to the game on September 6th. Tickets, airfare from Southwest, hotel for two nights, and a $1,000 Visa gift card. And all you got to do is sign up. How cool is that? That winner is going to be stoked. And when that winner comes on the morning show with you to go, we talk about that winner when we draw it. Man of mercy, that ought to be you. And if it's not, it's because you just didn't take the time to go to the website and sign up. Come on. We're not asking you to buy nothing. And we're going to give this away. It's like a prize of the year. Are you kidding me? When we get back, we're going to get Randy Mack's thoughts on what's going on at LSU and which team in the SEC, being the damn good dog, which team in the SEC West is actually the biggest threat to Alabama. That's next on the morning show on this Thursday. But John and Randy Mack on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Drive in and not grind it too much. I know that grinded stuff. Been a grinder for my whole life, it seems.
You've been grinding, John.
Well, I lived ITP one time for 6 months. That was it. Otherwise, I've been OTP or WOTP.
Way out there.
You know, WOTP like I am now. So I'll give you an idea. I'm closer on my house to downtown Chattanooga than I am to Flowery Branch. So when I go to Flowery Branch, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it takes you out. Back way to your house is. You got to come all the way down, cut it all the way across.
I don't know. I can go back way off Thornton Road where we're going to be tomorrow for the racetrack. You mean to downtown?
No, I'm saying, I thought you said to Flowery.
Well, I mean, you can go across Highway 20.
Right, okay.
Yeah, all the way through Cumming. That's a haul, though. Yeah, those folks are coming. Know that. That can be a bit of a drive. Yeah, there are not many great options. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about some of the big headlines. The Braves certainly making headlines all over the place. Well, one guy is especially, and of course the Falcons are making headlines as they get ready for the Chiefs tomorrow. Atlanta United back in action, and Joseph Martinez, and all of the time we're waiting for college football to kind of really ramp into gear. A story happened yesterday that otherwise might seem somewhat innocuous. A couple of backup quarterbacks left the LSU program.
Yeah.
They quit yesterday because, man, I'm not going to start that. I'm not going to hang around. Okay,
that's the thing now,
that's
John.
That's the thing now.
Yeah.
So it leaves LSU with two quarterbacks, Brennan and Joe Burrow, Miles Brennan and Joe Burrow, the transfer from Ohio State, that are under scholarship. All right, so that's one thing. Question to you, Randy Mack, you being the SEC guy. Tell me a little bit about what does this mean for LSU and their depth? Is that obviously has got to be a concern. And what does it mean for LSU and your expectation under this season for Ed Orgeron?
I don't know what the expectation for LSU is. It's great. Oh, and they got great recruiting grounds, and they do great jobs in recruiting and always sending, especially linebackers and DBs to the NFL. Got Greedy is one of the best. He'll be a top 10 and running backs. Yeah, he'll be a top 10 pick in next year's draft. When's the last time LSU has had a quarterback that's capable of winning games for them? Mettenberger, is he the last one?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I guess, right. Yeah, Mettenberger.
I mean, been a while, but I mean, but George only has two scholarship quarterbacks too. So, I mean, it's not a big deal. I'm sure that everybody's under the assumption that, that this kid, Joe Burrow, he's coming to start. He's going to be the starting quarterback, you know, the kid that left Ohio State because he didn't want to compete. And so, I don't know. I mean, I know one thing. LSU, they got buyer's remorse. They got buyer's remorse. I mean,
on Coach O?
Yeah, yeah. Because you know they wanted Jimbo so bad, and then Jimbo leaves the following year. So that makes it even worse.
You know, I mean, yeah, they kind of botched the whole thing with Jimbo the year before.
Yeah, they did.
Everybody says that they made a serious run at him.
Oh, I know they did. Yeah, I know that. But I'm saying they wait. Then the next year, after they didn't sign Coach O to this contract, Jimbo leaves Florida State and goes to Texas A&M.
All right, so we know what we don't know, okay? We know what we don't know. It's all we know. We don't know what Joe Burrow is going to be in terms of being that quarterback. Will he actually be that quarterback for LSU that can actually win you a game? And if he is, how does that change things for Coach O? Mississippi State, I'll tell you what, Dan Mullen left the cupboard full at Mississippi State.
Yeah, he did.
There are a lot of great players on that team. And Joe Moorhead, who's coming in to be, well, not coming in, he is their new head coach, inherits a team that could win 10 games.
They got a good team. They got a good quarterback. Nick Fitzgerald, I know he's, you know, I thought he was going to have a better year than he had last year. But, I mean, they got players. They got, I think, four returning starters on the offensive line. Good defensive, very good defensive line. I think Coach Moorhead is a fabulous offensive mind. If he can get Nick going, you know, he's one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks in the conference. They can surprise some people this year. And I'm looking at the schedule. They got Auburn, Florida at home, but they got to go to Alabama. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it looks good for him. It's lining up pretty good for him.
Right, and then, of course, you got Auburn. Jarrett Stidham at quarterback in that great defensive line. Maybe
great. The third best in the country.
Maybe possibly. Second or third best in the country. Yeah. Right there in the, you know, tremendous defensive line. Okay. So Auburn going to have a lot of talent. So you look at the West, Randy. Auburn got him last year. Auburn, let's not forget, Auburn is the defending West champion.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, say what you like, Auburn won the West. Can Alabama be got this year? And if they can be got, who can get them?
I think that who has the best team that can beat them is Auburn. I think because of that defensive line, because you have Stidham back one more year with the Gus Bus, and they got offensive weapons all over the place, guys throw the ball to. I'm not as high on Mississippi State as you are. I think they're a good team, but I don't think they're beating Bama. I don't think they'll beat Auburn either. A&M, they're.
I have no idea. They're not there yet. Yeah, I mean, I have no idea.
Anna's not there yet. Can he get there? Jimbo's going to get talent because they got what kids like. They got the facilities, John. They got one of the top facilities in all of college football. And outside of that, I don't see anybody else. I don't. As far as the West.
Yeah, you don't think LSU? You know, no, mm-hmm. I don't. I mean, no. You're not saying that they are. How important is that Miami game in Dallas for LSU?
I think it's important for both of them, man, because, you know, Miami needs it because, they're ranking them as a top 10 team, but they want to see them if they can win as a top 10 team. And LSU, I mean, how good would that be to beat a top 10 team to start the season?
You got it open. Who does Mississippi State open with?
Mississippi State opens up with Stephen F. Austin.
All right, and who's Stephen bringing to join him?
I got that. They got to go to Kansas State, though, okay. Which we know how Manhattan is.
In yeah, Calhattan. There are no men there.
Who?
You ever been to Calhattan?
I have not.
Yeah. Yeah. Middle of nowhere.
I've heard. I had a buddy that went there, a kid from Miami. We played together in Miami. He was from Miami, and he went all the way to Manhattan to play.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I said, how was it? He was like, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
There's
a small mall and a Quick Trip or something like that, you know, about it. It's sort of like Laramie. It is a whistle stop.
But luckily for them, you know, like I said, they got to go to Alabama. They got Arkansas home, and they end the season at Ole Miss. Talk about Mississippi State. So,
well, you know, I only ask that about Mississippi State because the rest of them have, you know, at least name value tests. So Auburn has to play Washington, for crying out loud, here in Atlanta. LSU's got to play Miami in Dallas. And Alabama's got to go down to Orlando and play a neutral site game against Louisville. Now we all think
they're going
to
bludgeon Louisville.
Yeah, I certainly hope they do.
I mean, yeah.
I don't. I'm not an Alabama fan, but that game I'm going to be rooting for Alabama
because you don't like.
I can't stand it. As long as Louisville's got that guy as their coach, I'm going to root against Louisville. Yeah. Sorry, Louisville fans, I just am, because I'm going to root against your coach. Don't like your coach. Hope your coach quits on you this year. Puts sticky notes up and takes the tramp on the motorcycle right out of town. I hope that happens.
That was the greatest pitcher ever, dude, when he had that neck brace on. Greatest pitcher ever,
man. All right, we have, for the third straight Braves game, a first pitch in the bottom of the first to Ronald Acuña to talk about. Well, this time it didn't go out of the park, but it sent the team out of its mind. The reaction to the hit by pitch to start the game next. As we continue the morning show on Sports Radio 929 The Game, and of course, full story on our Twitter and website at 929thegame.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.